all for attending. Very happy to be here to discuss what success means in futures trading. There's all different kinds of ideas and what it means to be successful in futures. And we're just going to kind of go over some of our thoughts at Top Step and some of my personal thoughts on what levels of success we need to reach to become successful in futures trading. So happy to be here, and let's jump in. I always have to introduce myself. My name is John Hoagland. I'm the senior performance coach at Top Step Trader. I much prefer a middle-aged performance coach, but if the shoe fits, I guess we have to wear it. You have more than 38 years of futures industry experience, I should say. Not necessarily all of them trading. I started in 1983 on the trading floor, the way a lot of people learned to get into the business and learned about the business. I started as a runner, had to work my way up, just like everybody else did that started that way. However, I kind of had a leg up in the industry, but I chose not to use it. My father was a floor trader at the Chicago Board of Trade for 40 years. But I decided that I would start my career over at the Mercantile Exchange. So he was a 40-year floor trader. His father before him was a grain trader out in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. So I guess it's a little bit in my blood, and it certainly has been an interesting, challenging, exhilarating, and aggravating trip from the very beginning as a futures trader. So working my way up on the trading floor, I got my shot. I was hired by a proprietary trading firm to trade the S&Ps. I did that for a while. I funded my own account for quite a while. I was a filling broker in the S&P pit for a couple of decades there. But like everybody from the trading floor, I had to migrate to screen trading. I stepped out of the pit for the last time in 2009. Spent about a year really kind of reviewing, kind of unlearning some of the things that I'd learned in the trading pit and relearning a new way to look at markets on screen. It took me a year to take my first live trade after I stepped out of the trading pit. And just being around the floor and meeting Michael Patak, who's the founder of Top Step, and talking to him about his idea and what he was going to be doing, I fell in love with the idea, the opportunity for individuals to get the job on the trading floor, to take their time to learn about the industry and about trading was going to be going away. Seeing that, I joined Top Step in 2012, started having that conversation with Michael in 2011. And it's been my distinct pleasure to work with, talk to, and try and help the performance of literally thousands of futures traders from over 160 countries around the world. We've heard a lot of stories of people that have ended up earning some money or inheriting some money and putting them into a futures account and basically losing everything in a brief period of time. There is a learning curve to trading. It is not easy, and there's a lot of help out there. What we do at Top Step is it's the original invest funding opportunity for futures and forex traders out there. It's been our goal since the very beginning to offer a safe environment for people to learn about the things that they need to know. Many people don't know what they don't know, and they put themselves at risk before kind of getting the idea of how markets are and being able to respect the risk involved. So it's really been a place that we've put together that we're allowing traders in their own time with their own information. We do have tons of resources out there. We have a trade report that has trading metrics on it that keeps track of trades day over day and month over month. We have a robust YouTube page that has lots of information. We have live information on YouTube every day at 8 o'clock and 3 o'clock, just kind of forecast and recap the markets. And we can't do all the markets, unfortunately, but we focus on the ones that are most popular here at Top Step, and that's the equities, the S&Ps, NASDAQ, crude oil, gold, a couple of the currencies, maybe even sometimes a little bit of the treasuries we kind of focus on. It's difficult to really keep track of all of those products all at once. So, it's been very important to me to have this opportunity to continue to be able to work with traders. We also have performance coaching that we do offer to traders as yet another resource for their eventual success. This is the CFTC's disclaimer, and I think it's important to remember this. You know, it's kind of just a statement that our lawyers insist we make. I'm not going to be talking about buying or selling of any particular futures, options, security, or anything here today. We're not going to be getting too much into strategy. Just want to kind of get everybody's thoughts, or at least our thoughts out there, about being reasonable as far as what success is in futures trading. We put this up here because there's some very important information like this. Risk capital is money that can be lost without jeopardizing one's financial security or lifestyle. There, you do run the risk of losing your account, losing more than your account in specific situations. And I think it's important really to respect that. Anytime we're thinking about getting into a new venue or a new business or a new trading, we have to remember that it is risky. And you know, if we do find success at the very beginning, it's difficult to hold on to. I'm probably going to be referring to some of my dad's, I call them dad wisdoms. And you know, as I was learning to trade and I was learning about the business, he would always come up with these interesting kind of trading colloquialisms to discuss. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. His answer to that was, it's easy to make money. It's easy to lose money, but it's hard as heck to keep. All right. So just kind of keep an eye and remember to respect the risk of what you're doing here. Again, we've talked to a lot of folks that have unfortunately lost a lot of money before coming to Top Step and learning to professionalize their trading in a safe environment. So when people start to come into to futures trading, they have some pretty big ideas on the amount of success that they're going to be able to attain and the amount of success they're going to be able to attain quickly. It seems kind of aspirational, of course, whenever anybody gets into this. And many of us probably know somebody, or you know, actually have somebody in the family that has created tremendous success in futures trading. And that success is still out there, but it's not that easy. Of course, you know, having some information, having some education is going to help with that. But I think most people really get dollar signs in their eyes when they start thinking about getting into futures trading. You know, the idea of having a lot of money is certainly something that that traders are of course interested in. The possessions that you can get by becoming successful in futures trading are, you know, they're out there. The money, the jewels, the boats, the cars, the big houses, it's out there. It's just not that easy. This is a field full of absolute professionals, and those professionals aren't going to give up their cash that easily. So when we get into futures trading, this seems to be the end goal. This seems to be what success means to futures traders. However, it's more like there is a series of successes that you're going to come across. There's going to be barriers. There's going to be wins. There's going to be losses. It's never a straight line to become successful. In essence, I feel that there are four major things that you're going to have to get into and you're going to have to understand to be able to be consistent and profitable in futures trading. The first one, of course, is market knowledge. Market knowledge is of course, you know, what we learn about markets. How do markets work? To me, markets are auction processes. You know, price is going to auction higher until it's viewed as too expensive. Then it'll auction lower until it's viewed as too cheap, quite simply. But there's tons of information and tools out there to help you gain your market knowledge. Maybe some really good educators involved in this three-day extravaganza that we're having here. There's, you know, tons of ways to gain that market knowledge. Is in futures trading, I don't see that there is any particular college degree or college class that's going to prepare you for what you're dealing with in futures trading. It's more in being able to assimilate market knowledge over time. The second, and probably the most important of all of these, is the knowledge of oneself. You have to know yourself. You have to understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your inner and outer barriers. There's a lot of folks out there and a lot of folks that I talk to quite often. And I do firmly believe that most people could find a degree of success in futures trading if they would just let go of their fear of change. So the self-knowledge is probably the most important part of this. And I've done some considerable work in my tenure here in futures trading about the self-knowledge. I've worked with a lot of trading psychologists and trading therapists through my years in futures trading. And I've noticed a few things about myself. You know, quite often, at least early in my trading, I found that I would find a nice streak and I would be able to stack up some pretty good money. But I always seemed to find a way to give it back. And it basically kind of became a tool of my self-esteem. If my self-esteem was only a little bit higher, I'd be able to pay myself or hold on to those profits a little better. So it's not only the things that we think about and talk about at parties that are going to affect our trading. It's the inner things. It's the things that happen behind the scenes in the subconscious that can also bleed into barriers in futures trading. So we've got market knowledge important, more important self-knowledge. The more value you put on the work that you've put into futures trading and the more value you put into yourself, possibly the greater value or the greater rewards you're going to be able to pull out of the account. Experience and practice, largely the same. The experience is really about having the time to spend learning about the markets, learning about the self. The practice is a little bit more important than that. A lot of folks say that if you can just spend 10,000 hours focusing on something, it'll make you an expert. But there's practice, there's purposeful practice, and there's deliberate practice. I believe that if you just sit there looking at a trading screen for 10,000 hours, you can learn basically nothing. You want to use that time, that market knowledge you're gaining, of course, the self-knowledge and that experience, to shorten your learning curve. If you're going to be practicing, make sure it's deliberate practice, that there's a reason behind it, that you are taking a look at your performance, that you are reviewing that performance on a daily basis, and that you are revising your strategy. Now, revising the strategy can be a double-edged sword. If something works for you for a while, but it doesn't seem to be working, it does not suggest that you jettison the whole strategy. It may just be a gentle change in trajectory that will keep you back in that good learning loop and hopefully moving forward. Whenever we start a performance like futures trading or basketball, we basically start as a novice. There's a lot that we don't even know that we don't know. The novice is your basic information and education about markets and how markets work. The unfortunate thing is a lot of folks that come into futures trading thinking that they are already a journeyman or already an expert. So you get this expectation of quick success. And as I'm sure many of us are well aware, that expectation is quickly squashed. And then that's when we start to figure out, okay, there's more to this than I think there is. And there's a lot that I don't even know that I don't know. We're all going to start as a novice. When we get a basic idea of who we are as a trader, including the contracts that we choose to trade, including the timeframes that we choose to look at and the tools that we choose to put on those time frame charts, then we may get to a beginner. These are probably not too long as far as getting a basic understanding of what it's going to take to be a futures trader, getting to know markets, getting to know yourself. This line right here to me is the most important line. And, you know, going from novice to beginner is a degree of success. You are getting closer to knowing the things that you're going to need to know in order to become successful at this. Once you get to beginner, okay, this is, you know, of course, one of a shorter period of time. This is all about time and effort. The more effort we put into it, the more time we put into it, the better off we're going to hopefully be if we are using that learning loop, if our practice is deliberate. This line right here, again, to me is one of the most important levels of success that a trader can create for themselves. Going from beginner to journeyman. A journeyman to me is somebody that can hold on to an account and build that account for a very long time. you are more likely to remain a journeyman for the rest of your career than you are to become an expert. An expert is somebody that I would look at as somebody like Michael Jordan, somebody who is so intuitive in their response to every situation that they don't have to think about it. They just perform well without thought. All thought. Unconscious incompetent. Beginner. Conscious incompetent. We don't know what we don't know as a novice. The beginner, we become a conscious incompetent. All right, now I know that there's a lot that I don't know and I have much to learn. Journeyman, conscious, competent. I know that I can succeed at this, but everything I do, I have to be cautious and I have to be deliberate in everything that I do. To become an unconscious competent, it would be nice. I don't know that I've known any, and I've known a lot of traders. Matter of fact, the one trader that I think it was truly an expert at this, his idea coming into this as a novice was to focus on learning how to make good trading decisions. That was his process. As he got better at knowing or learning how to make good, consistent trading decisions, he viewed the money that he was able to make as a byproduct. He was so focused on his process and his decision-making process that he started making money just in spite of the fact that he was learning how to make good trading decisions. Most of us, including myself, are probably going to remain in somewhere in the realm of journeyman. And journeyman is good. You're maintaining. You're sustaining. You're surviving. You're growing your account. You're buying time to learn more and more about what it takes to be consistent and profitable. You're learning more about yourself. You're making more money. You're adding more leverage to your plan. You're recognizing market states with greater consistency. And your hypotheses on what you want to do in those market states becomes much more clear and intuitive. As a novice, we're probably more fear-based in our decision-making process than anything else. As a beginner, we start to recognize that fear and emotion is maybe something we can use to our advantage. As a journeyman, we're using that to our advantage, okay? There's many new levels of success in each of those four categories. You know, when you think about it, we have to crawl before we can walk, before we can reach higher and higher levels. So to view the success in futures trading as becoming rich and famous, you're really discounting many of the successes that we all reach in futures trading as we go along. Okay, there's always a million questions that traders have, and they're always going to have until the end of time. Which educational tools actually work? There's, I'm sure, some very good educators and some really good ideas in this 3-day extravaganza. Okay, there's always going to be good things that we can take from our educators, and then good things, and then some things may not speak to us. Okay, the educational tools are as individual as the trader. What speaks to somebody may not speak to another. So it's important to try and get a broad education or educational tools, array of educational tools, to be able to kind of to look at the ones and decide the ones that actually speak to you. How is it that one indicator or tool might work for some and not for others? Well, because we have our own vision. We have our own lens that we put over the marketplace. We also have our own decision-making processes. We also have our own motivations. We also have our own inner barriers. We also have all of these things that make us unique are the same things that make it unlikely for one indicator to work the same for each individual. As a matter of fact, it's been told and said that if you were to have a successful trading strategy that you could guarantee would make money, but it had to be followed to the letter, and you gave that strategy to 100 different people, there would be 100 different outcomes from the use of that strategy, and the majority of the people probably would not make money with it because they're going to optimize it. They're going to choose which trades they're going to take and which trades they're not going to take. So all of the outcomes will be different. It's the same with any individual indicator or tool, and how it works different for each and every individual trader. What is the holy grail of trading education? Well, everybody seems to be always looking for the holy grail. There is none. The holy grail of trading education is the trading education that you learn the best from. Okay. The books that you read, the webinars that you read, the formal trading education that you take is all going to contain viable and useful information for you. It's up to us to be able to assimilate that information, take the parts that speak the loudest to us, and then to create our own trading strategy in that regard. How do I find quality education? Well, I'm sure in the last 3 days, there has been some fine quality education that you've been exposed to here. There is good education, trading education out there. And in some cases, there's some not so good quality education in futures trading. So be careful, but you know, anything that you've probably heard over the last couple of 3 days here is probably pretty decent. You know, I know that everything is vetted here, and so you're getting some good quality education just by being here for the last 3 days. What makes me successful in your trading? Well, that's kind of a personal decision. It's a personal thing. What makes me successful in my trading is I'm consistently profitable because I don't take trades unless I find greater reward than the risk I have to take. I think my edge in trading is the fact that I have an excellent reward over risk ratio. What makes you successful in your trading? What is success in trading? Success in trading to me is survival. There's all kinds of things that we're going to need to look at and the things that we're going to need to learn when we get into futures trading. A goal, an aim, whether your aim is, I want to learn a specific strategy or I want to learn a specific tool. Let's call it market profile. If that's your goal and you believe that speaks to you, then you go for it. You're going to need to read about it. You're going to need to get educated about that specific tool. And it's not going to be easy. There are books that I've read that are very difficult to digest and to understand because they're like textbooks. You're going to need to review. You're going to need to reread. It's going to take some grit to quote another dad wisdom. Whenever I used to get down and I used to be like, I can't do this, or maybe I should give up, he would always just tell me, you know, the hardest steel comes from the hottest forge, son. It's going through these times that's going to make you a better trader. So I stuck with it. Okay. Have a goal. Read about that goal. You live through the grit periods of time. Trading is wonderful and can be highly profitable, but it can also be highly aggravating. Live through that grit. There's going to be lots of experiences you're going to need to review and relive, right? Screen time. As long as that screen time isn't just staring at the screen, you're going to be getting some purposeful or perhaps deliberate practice. A trading community can certainly be a helpful tool in your development as a futures trader. Now, these communities are full of traders at all different levels of experience and profitability or not profitable, but there's some really good things that come out of some of these communities. Top Step Trader has a Facebook community that there's some really good conversations and some good ideas for improving yourself as a trader. And it's going to take some time. Hopefully you do have some time. One of my favorite educators is James Dalton, and he says that he agrees with me, and I agree with him, that I believe more people could be successful at this, but they tend to run out of time or run out of money. So now we're faced with this, all this knowledge and all of these indicators and all of these different time frames of charts and all these different types of charts, and they're all swimming around our head. And one of the, I believe to be an error in judgment by many people who come into futures trading, is they're going to try and put all of these on their charts. And then they're going to end up just kind of suffering from paralysis by analysis. All of this information may be useful to you at some point. Nothing is always right. Nothing never works any of the time. The problem with having too many indicators or tools on your charts is this indicator may be telling you something that's opposite from this indicator, and this indicator may be giving you something other than this indicator, and this indicator may be giving you something other than something opposite this indicator. You're always going to end up with a lot of cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is, well, there's things that are telling me to go long here, and there's some things telling me to go short here. What do I do? What do I do? Anything that seems unnatural to what you really want to do can create cognitive dissonance. My suggestion is take the time, learn to use one or two tools. My tool happens to be the market profile and a little bit of technical analysis. I don't use a lot of the Bollinger Bands or RSIs or moving averages or stochastics. Sometimes there'll be a useful divergence in one of those, in one of the stochastics or the RSI. But I'm going to probably be looking at something else when that happens, because they're all lagging indicators. So, you know, whatever tools that you choose, get very good with them. Take the time to get to know them very well. Technical analysis, market profiles, trend lines, those tend to be the only things that I'm looking at other than a 30-minute chart. And I'm always looking at things from the top down. I start on Sunday with the monthly, down to the weekly, down to the daily. Every day starts with the daily, then to the 30-minute chart, and then what's going on in the profiles. Bringing that consistency and the consistent lens to the marketplace has given me the opportunity to be consistent in my view and consistent in my hypotheses as to what's going on in the marketplace. Okay. There's my dog barking in here. I'm the only one home, so I apologize if she's making too much noise. And I'm hoping that she doesn't have to go out, because she is a puppy. Oh boy. All right. So let's move on here. One of the most important, I think, personal features I think my son's home. Oh, good. Okay. One of the most important personal attributes that I've found has been extremely useful in futures trading is humility. Humility keeps us respectful of the risk involved. It keeps us respectful that we're not always going to know the right thing to do. It keeps us respectful of the opportunity to begin with. This is a tremendous opportunity that we're all afforded, is to be able to become successful futures traders, profitable futures traders. Every time I have kind of lost my humility by saying, I've got this now. I don't have to do the homework. I don't have to worry about it. I'll just know what to do. It has always been just before I'm a large drawdown. It, for me and for many other traders, it's all about the knowledge of markets and self. It's all about doing the hard work on a daily basis, to do the homework, to be able to be consistent in recognizing market state, recognizing and putting together hypotheses for possible changes in market state. It's trying to remain sincere and honest in your review of your trading. When things are going well, it's really easy to just basically tell yourself that you're a commodity genius and this is going to go on forever. Well, there it goes. The humility. But all of these things pile up on each other to build that success that we are all looking for. Once that ego comes in, or jealousy, or we think we can cheat our way through this, or we become lazy, we're starting to lose that humility. And guess what happens? That's when the drawdown comes. So, humility is a funny thing. If you say you have humility or you are humble, in that moment, you have lost your humility. When you say, I've got this, I no longer have to do the work, I know what to do, I will be successful from this point forward, there is danger at your door. So always try and remember, we are in the market's environment. The market is not in our environment. Okay, so emotion and fears, risk and reward. Everybody experiences fear and emotion anytime they are at risk. Emotion and fear can actually exacerbate the risk. Let me ask, and no need to answer, but anybody who has been a trader for or a day trader for any amount of time has started off the day not having such a good day, creating emotion, maybe in some fear. I don't want to take these losses. We're kind of hardwired against doing what's been our best interest in futures trading. Many people have probably put on their first trade, had it go against them, and decided they're not going to take this loss. They're going to wait. They're going to hold off, and they are going to make sure and just stay in this trade until price comes back and makes them whole again. That emotion and fear, that fear of taking a loss, the inability to take a loss, the emotion involved in taking that loss exacerbates the risk of greater loss. Okay? So it's important to know where your point of invalidation is. Okay? I know Anka was talking about every trade has its risk. Every trade has its reward. It's mechanical. We're going to know if the trade is right or wrong just by the outcome. And nobody can gauge outcome. It's an ambiguous environment. So if you fall into a series of emotional or fear-based trades, you're going to be exacerbating your risk. Why? Because fear and emotion takes us out of our strategy. If you're angry or vengeful about taking a loss and you decide, I'm going to get this loss back right now, you are not trading your strategy. You are trading out of emotion and fear. And most retail traders trade mostly out of emotion and fear. The reward side, again, we're a little bit stacked against ourselves, especially after we've taken a loss. When we have risk and we take that loss, maybe we've stayed in that loss a little bit longer than we thought we should. Maybe we fell into that default, I'm going to wait or hope or pray or hold my breath or stand on my head or bang on the table to try and make this market come back to me, and it doesn't, and it just creates a bigger risk. So now we've lost $200 on a one lot trade here, okay? Our point of invalidation was really only $100 of risk. We doubled that risk because of the fear and emotion. When we look to the reward side, we finally get a trade that's going our way and we're so excited about it and we're so afraid that that loss may get taken away that we're going to take that winning trade at 50. We end up staying in and there's exacerbating our risk and our losses. We end up cutting our winners way too soon. One of the things about emotion, many people say you have to be able to control your emotions and it's exhausting to do so. I've decided that in my trading and in many people that I work with, we're going to learn to use those emotions and those fears. When we start to feel emotion or fear in a specific situation or at an entry, let's say, we just recognize that as a retail trader, we're probably responding with that emotion and fear with the vast majority of other retail traders that are looking at that opportunity that can give us an edge, that can give us an edge against our competitors. If we can recognize that fear and emotion, we can act differently. We know that the vast majority of traders are going to lose. So if we're going to act the same way they are out of their emotion and out of their fears, we are going to end up with their same fate. Understanding how the emotion and fears create the losses of those of our direct competitors in trading, we have the choice. We have the ability to make a different decision. Part of that decision and part of, I believe, being a good futures trader is to be able to remain creative in your view of the marketplace. Even Albert Einstein himself says, imagination is more important than knowledge. How then do we use creativity in futures trading? Ladies and gentlemen, I was an art student. Creativity has been sown into my blood since I was born. But how do I use it in futures trading? I use it by being able to keep an open mind. Many people fall into a particular bias, a particular direction in a market that they may be trading. And they become so attached to that bias that even if that that bias proves to be wrong, we have a very hard time letting go of the fact that we may be wrong in that bias, and we fight. And we fight that change, and we fight for our bias, and in many cases, we fight to the death. Just being creative, being able to recognize information from the marketplace that is contrary to what we already believe, I believe has created the opportunity for me to save a lot of money in losing trades, and actually had me be able to change my idea, trade what I see. And to me, creativity is all about what I see and what I hear and what I feel. Now, there are going to be those that are out there that are going to say, Hoag is crazy. You can't be creative in trading. It's got to be if this, then that, which may work for them. It's never worked for me. If this, then that, to me, you know, is good for specific market states. There's different strategies for different market states. Market states, to me, there's two basic ones. There's sub-states, but markets are either trending or ranging, directional or consolidating. Recognizing the current market state and using that to creatively find opportunities to buy weakness in a trend to the upside or sell high and buy low in a range. And then being able to accept the fact when it doesn't work and there may be a new opportunity coming our way. Just staying flexible and creative can save you from being stuck in a particular bias. So among the many levels of success are, again, market understanding, which includes market state, market structure, the different time frames that are active at that time currently in the marketplace. There are times when the marketplace is full of short time frame, weak money traders, pea shooters. There are times when the market is controlled by longer time frame, stronger money traders. There are just being able to have an assumption or a hypothesis as to who is currently in the marketplace can certainly keep us out of the way of bigger, stronger money coming in to move that market and may help keep us can help keep us from making the same mistakes that our direct competitors are taking. Okay, to me, the market understanding is more about the auction process than anything else. Again, the auction process is a two-way process that occurs in just about infinite time frames. Market is going to move higher until price is viewed as too expensive. Buyers won't pay it anymore. That upside auction is going to end and a new auction to the downside will ensue. Price will move lower until sellers are no longer willing to sell it at that price and a new auction to the upside will ensue. But these auction processes, again, happen in multiple time frames. An auction to the upside in a 1 minute chart may look like an excellent opportunity, but by expanding higher, it may just be a small pullback in a larger trend to the downside on a longer time frame chart. Okay. The self-understanding. Self-understanding, again, to me, is the more important part of all of this. We have to understand what we are, who we are as people. Self-esteem was always an issue for me. When I was working with trading psychologists at the prop firm that I was working at, they said, you know, if you want to help your self-esteem, you're going to need to go and work out 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. We have spies. They will be watching. And the days that I didn't show up, they knew I wasn't there. If I was going to continue to be able to work with them, I had to do this. So I did it. And it did help my self-esteem. One of the other things that they told me that I had to do was every month I had to go donate time to some sort I worked soup kitchens, worked at food depositories. There was always something that I had to do in service of others to help that self-esteem. It seems kind of selfish, but it works, okay? The motivations that all of us have. What's our motivation for trading? Well, most of us, our motivation is of course about money, but there are other motivations. Maybe we're going to be able to help others once we become consistent and profitable. Maybe we can teach somebody else to do that. Maybe just the service we're providing to the marketplace. Every time we get in and out of a trade, we're letting somebody else in or out of a trade. You got to be able to be able to take that change. People are deathly afraid of change. They will fight it tooth and nail and do anything that they can to fight change, whether it's good or bad. Some people say that there's a personality that is more prone to being a profitable trader. I don't know that I've necessarily seen that. I think just about anybody, given the right kind of strategy and brain wiring, can do this. And then, of course, you're going to want to understand your risk tolerance. Something was told to me during our recent volatility in the equities over the last couple of months. When the market becomes volatile, is no time to discover your risk aversion. You got to know your risk tolerance. Okay, there are two trading paradoxes that I want to kind of share with you today. Maybe you've heard them, maybe you haven't, maybe you've felt them. The first one is, the more you focus on the money, the harder it is to make that money come. Try and trade your process. Try and trade your plan. If you trade your plan and you trade it consistently, you're going to get reviewable, real information about that trading plan. You're going to be always looking to improve that trading plan and to improve your process and to improve your outcome. Of course, outcomes come and go. Trading plans are going to change. Processes are going to change. Keep focusing on making good trade decisions. Just like the expert I told you about, if we focus on the money, it's going to be harder to come. We focus on making good trading decisions, the money can actually come as a byproduct. And the second paradox is, becoming a good trader is never going to be an event. You're not going to be able to say next year, hey, today's the day I became a good and profitable trader last year. It is a lifelong opportunity to continue to learn and to grow. Remember, right in that CFTC disclaimer, it says past performance is not indicative of future. Consistency, defining market state, number one. Having strategies congruent to the current market state, number two. And actually, number one, the first thing we think about anytime we get into the market is risk management. What am I risking to get into this trade? Success. How about confidence in your survival? Your ability to remain in that account for a long time. And again, back to the ability to help others. Isn't that really what success is about? Yeah, we all want to get rich. We all want to have the finer things in life. But imagine what it would be to be able to take your knowledge that you've accumulated as a trader and help somebody else. How about helping one of your kids? And then being able to remain humble amid success is a degree of success in itself. So speaking of success, talking a little bit about Top Step Trader and how to get funded at Top Step Trader, the original and best funding opportunity. How do I want to get funded? How do I do that? Well, we have a two-step process we call a trading combine. In step one, it's more about just being able to prove that you can profit. There are some basic rules that we want you to follow, but we also want you to just be able to recognize the fact that you can profit. And if you can profit consistently, even better. Step two, it's more of an exercise in risk management. You will be able to get accustomed to trading the exact same parameters as your funded account, but the focus is, again, a little bit more on risk management and discipline. Step one, yes, show us you can profit. Step two, manage risk and profit. So in step one, let's just say we're going to get into the 50K trading combine that has a profit target of $3,000, a max position size of 5 contracts, and a monthly subscription fee of $165. We want you to just achieve that 3,000 profit target and be able to follow a few rules. You're going to have a daily loss limit. You're going to have an overall account trailing max drawdown. And we want you to stay within, of course, those 5 contracts. Why? Well, just these basic rules, and many of our users have told us how important these rules have become to them, is how we can really try and become consistently profitable, consistent and profitable. Consistency, bring consistency to the market if you want to get consistency from the market. And then you're going to graduate to step two. Again, more of a focus on risk management and a real feel for what it's going to be like in the funded account. Yeah, there is a daily profit target. In the 50K, the daily profit target is 1,000, or excuse me, no daily profit target, no. no daily profit target. It's just the overall account profit target. In step one, we do want to see you trade 5 trading days. In step two, we do want to see you trade 10 trading days. So in essence, you can earn a funded account in as few as 15 trading days. Not that easy though. Okay. In step two, we have the original rules from step one and a couple others. We don't want you to lose too much money in a given week. You're gonna have a weekly loss limit. We don't want you trading during specific major economic events, and we've recently taken a few off of the list of economic events. Those economic events include FOMC release, GDP, and unemployment, okay? And then we want you to be able to scale your contract size as you build your account, and that's really it. Once you are through with step two, it is guaranteed funding. You're successful in one, successful in two, you're guaranteed a funded account. No subjectivity, no consistency rules. That's it. You're going to be able to keep the first $5,000 that you make at 100%, all yours. Okay, yeah, that daily profit target, it's a daily loss limit that we're talking about, okay? Okay, all right, so after that first $5,000 in profits, you're going to be able to keep 80% of your profits after that. In the funded account, you may be able to trade into additional products, and including products in Eurex. Free withdrawals are, of course, always free, and we do have, low commissions. So that's it. Step one, step two, guaranteed funding. I want to offer everybody here the opportunity to ask questions if you do have any questions that you'd like to ask. But if you've never been with Top Step before, this is 20% off your first trading combine. Use this promo code before the end of the day on May the 28th, and you're going to get your 20% off your first trading combine. We are looking forward to seeing you successful. We want to offer you that safe environment while still feeling a little bit of skin in the game to get your game on in futures trading. What platforms do we use? Good question. We have a number of different platforms that are available in the program. We're going to take a look right now, and I'm going to call them out to you. We have TS Trader, which is basically a Tradivate platform. We have NinjaTrader. We have TradeStation. We also have Bookmap. We have CTS T4 platform. We have DayTrader. We have OrderFlow Trading, RTrader and RTrader Pro, Sierra Chart, Trade Navigator, Volfix. I don't know if I said Investor RT already. MotiveWave and MultiCharts right now are the available platforms to use in the trading platform. Hello, Steve. You with Danny Boy? Yes, Dan Hodgman is another trading coach here. Steve, not sure who this is, but I think I have a good idea. Good to see you. Can one trade the ESNQYM, RTY, GL, CC, and last but not least, at least the ZB, GL, CC? If they're not CME products, you can't trade them until maybe you get into the funded account. The equities that you just mentioned, for sure, and the bonds, yes. GC, yes. Gold, you can trade, yes. As a matter of fact, that's lately been one of my favorite products, Oscar. So anything CME group, that's NYMEX, that's COMEX, that's CME, and Board of Trade. They have to be mature futures products. We don't want to trade anything that is illiquid. So we do ask you to trade the front month of all those markets. Okay, if there's no other questions, I think I'll leave you with another dad wisdom. And this one is one of my favorites. When the market's going with you, you'll never have enough on. But when the market's going against you, you'll always have too many. True, even if you're trading 1 or 100. I want to say thanks to everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed the presentation today. I know there have been some very good presentations. TD Ameritrade, no. We do not include that platform, at least not yet.